Teachers, administrators, and students gathered at Brandywine High School waiting for the results to come in, and they weren't disappointed. It was a resounding win for the district. The final unofficial total was 9,403 yes votes and 5,689 no votes. Brandywine High was also a voting site where poll worker Eileen Smith worked on Tuesday. She and her husband have worked at a number of polling places in recent years, and she says turnout for this Brandywine vote was particularly high, both among the young and old.
What we've noticed today is this must be a very emotional, personal issue, because there's been a steady stream of people.
Brandywine Superintendent Mark Holodick says he thinks better communication by the district helped secure support for this tax hike proposal.
I mean, it's less strategies, more of a philosophy, and that is we got to communicate. We really got to think through our communication plan and recognize that we have a diverse community. So some are on social media and rely on it. Some rely on things such as the Brandywine Review. Some want town hall meetings. Some want smaller civic association meetings.
Holodick adds removal of the turf fields in the proposal also likely made a difference. He guarantees residents won't see another referendum for the next 3 years, and hopefully 4. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.